Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Wolf Cattle presents the 38th opportunity sale of 2026, Thursday, April 2nd. 300 registered limousine, Limflex, and Angus bulls, fall yearlings and spring yearlings, plus 30 registered females. Online only with live bidding through Superior Livestock and DV Auction. Sale details at wolfcattle.com, DV Auction, Superior Livestock, and Ranch Channel. Wolf Cattle, where beef is our business. It's the sale worth waiting for. CK Bar Ranch. Simmental and Simangus bulls designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proven calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction, and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you.
Beyond Meat, the once leading light of the plant-based protein business world, is in danger of being delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange because its stock price has remained under $1 for more than 30 days. The company, which is in the process of removing the word meat from its brand moniker, received a letter of warning from NASDAQ on March 4th. It has 180 calendar days, actually until August 31st, to remedy the situation or face delisting. Its closing bid price must remain at $1 or higher for 10 days in order to be in compliance. Beyond Meat went public in 2019 and at one point was valued at $14 billion. Its peak stock price was $234.90 in July 2019. The Asian longhorn tick has been spreading a type of infectious anemia across the eastern United States by latching onto cattle, Missouri getting hit hard. The disease attacks the animal's red blood cells, causing severe anemia in cattle. Side effects that have been reported are jaundice, weakness, and pale mucous membranes. While some producers across northwest Missouri have not experienced this disease in their cattle, they are taking the necessary precautions to avoid the disease. Reports have said the disease has been found in 60 counties in Missouri.
Contrary to rumors spreading in Texas this week, ag officials are calling reports of a fast-spreading cattle feedlot virus fake news. The rumors of a yield killer feedlot virus with a climbing mortality rate in the Texas panhandle began to spread in online publications and on social media over the weekend. One such report said the news was drawing immediate panic from the beef industry, projecting a brutal hit to the market. Several egg sources in the state have since stepped in to ease the concerns, saying health officials have confirmed there is no such disease present in the state. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.